My dear friends in Christ, this past Sunday, this last Sunday, and today's Gospel are a preparation by our Divine Lord to His Apostles of the departure that will soon be had when He ascends into heaven. And so it is that our Divine Lord is preparing His Apostles for this day when He will no longer be with them, walking upon this earth with His bodily presence. And as He prepares them, we read in today's Gospel how the Apostles are filled with sadness. And yet our Divine Lord promises to them that He will not leave them orphans, that it is a good thing that he is going to heaven, that the Paraclete will be able to come, the Spirit of Truth. And as we reflect upon this, we know that our Divine Lord in His goodness truly did not leave His Apostles orphans. He did not abandon them, nor has He abandoned us in our day and age. And I see the beautiful correlation with today's epistle, where St. James says, "Beloved, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration." Beloved, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So our Divine Lord was to give us a very special gift to make sure that we were not orphans, that we would not be left alone. And this greatest and most perfect of gifts is the gift of the presence of our Divine Lord in the Holy Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament. And as we reflect upon this beautiful gift that our Divine Lord has left us and has given to us to be present with us as a prisoner, so to say, in the tabernacle, it is something that we as Catholics should definitely and truly cherish and not take for granted. Now, it's interesting because we as Catholics can sometimes take things for granted and become very complacent with things of our faith. But I just wanted to mention a brief story that hopefully will get the point across. But there was a Protestant minister who had a 5-year-old son. And this Protestant minister, on a natural level, was a very good man. He was very honest, he was an upright man, God-fearing, and he, like I said, was known to be just a very naturally good man. Now, he had the habit of going to visit different churches in his city, and he would do so to go admire the architectural beauty of these various churches that were in his particular city. Now, one day, he and his little boy were visiting a Catholic church, and the little boy looked up and saw the red lamp next to the altar. And the boy had not seen that in any of the other churches. And he asked his dad, "Daddy, what does that red lamp mean? What is it? Why is it in this church and not the other churches?" And the Protestant minister, having some sort of knowledge about Catholicism, told his son, "Well, that little red lamp means that Jesus is in this church." And the little boy said, "So you mean Jesus is in this church?" The Protestant minister said, "Yes, that's what that red lamp means." And the little boy was silent and didn't say anything else. And they went on and they went to visit several other churches. Now one day, the little boy went up to his dad and said, "Daddy, I want to go to the church where Jesus is at." And the Protestant minister was kind of taken aback, and the words just kept ringing in his mind, "I want to go to the church where Jesus is at." And this request from his little boy made such a deep impression upon this Protestant minister, and he pondered upon it, "Want to go to the church where Jesus is at." Needless to say, this Protestant minister ended up converting to the Catholic faith because he wanted to go to the church where Jesus is. And he just couldn't keep that out of his mind. And that was a special grace that was given to this Protestant minister who converted to Catholicism along with his family. But he, like I said, wanted to go to the church where Jesus is at. And that is what that red lamp next to our altar reminds us of. That Jesus is here in this church, that He is present in the tabernacles of our churches. And there is something very special about this. That our Lord is present with us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Holy Eucharist, in the sacrament of His divine love. Now, we may have had a similar experience where we go into the church and we feel the presence of God. We know that this is truly a holy place. This is the house of God. And that is why this is a reason why we should take every care to make sure that our comportment in church, the way that we comport ourselves is good, that we are reverent in church, that we are not speaking lightly, keeping the church clean, making sure that we clean up after ourselves, that we are being mindful that this is truly the house of God, the Holy of Holies, a very special, very sacred place because of His presence with us. And as we think about the presence of our Divine Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, this is truly one of the greatest gifts that He has given to us. And not only has He given us His presence, but He also has given us the opportunity to receive Him in Holy Communion, to have this very special union with Him. Now, when we think about the sacrament of matrimony, we know that matrimony is a reflection of the love that Jesus has for His church. And so we know that in matrimony, two become one. And in Holy Communion, two truly do become one. We become one with our Divine Lord. He unites Himself with us. And as St. Paul the Apostle says, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me, and I in Him. And so there's that true union that is had when we receive our Divine Lord in Holy Communion. Now very beautifully, St. Teresa of Avila, also known as St. Teresa of Jesus, when she was in the convent, she was a mystic, she was a Carmelite mystic, and received these wonderful visions and wonderful inspirations from Almighty God. But there was one particular time where she was locking up her convent. It was bedtime, it was after night prayers, grand silence, so she was going around locking up the doors and turning off the lights. And as she was going back to her cell, she saw a little boy coming down the stairs. She was taken aback because the little boy shouldn't have been in the convent at that time. And she asked the boy, "What is your name? Who are you?" And the boy responded, "I am Jesus of Teresa. I am Jesus of Teresa." St. Teresa of Jesus. So our Lord was showing her that I am yours and you belong to me. And there is truly that union that is had in Holy Communion, that we belong to Jesus and He belongs to us, so to say. And that union is something that we should cherish whenever we go to Holy Communion. The Church teaches that we have our Divine Lord within us for about 15 minutes in Holy Communion. Our Lord remains within us, and we are truly one with Him. And so after Holy Communion, we should make sure that we are spending that time to speak to our Divine Lord, to ask Him for His help, for His graces, just to tell Him what we're feeling, the things that we're struggling with, etc. Use that time to speak with our Divine Lord and make a proper and a reverent thanksgiving after Holy Communion. We shouldn't just, after having gone to Communion, just walk right out of the church. We should, like I said, we go back to our pews, waiting for Mass to finish, or if we're receiving outside of Mass, we go back to our pew, and we make a thanksgiving, a proper thanksgiving. Now, I've heard this, and I can't remember where I heard it or where I read it, but I remember hearing that in the life of Pope St. Pius X, I don't know if it was when he was a priest or a bishop, there was a particular man who had a bad habit of coming right up to the communion rail and then walking right out of the church after having received our Lord in Holy Communion. And when Pope St. Pius X was made aware of this, he did something to get a point across. After having distributed Holy Communion, or as he was distributing Holy Communion, he saw the man walk right out of the church, and this had been happening just constantly. There was no reason for the man to be doing that. He sent a server after the man with a candle to follow him, and as the man was walking out of the church, he turns around and he sees the server following him with a candle. He asks, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, the priest asked me to come follow you, because you are bearing Jesus within you, and you are not properly giving Him the reverence and the love and the proper thanksgiving that should be given to Him. And so I will follow you to acknowledge His presence within you." And the man obviously learned his lesson, that he was to be making a proper thanksgiving after Holy Communion. And as we think about this, we carry our Lord within us. We are truly a living tabernacle. As our Blessed Mother carried our Divine Lord in her womb for 9 months, she was a living tabernacle. So too do we carry our Lord within us. We are living tabernacles. And after having received our Lord in Holy Communion, And this week, on the 13th of May, we celebrate the feast, or commemorate the feast of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. So we see the beautiful and wonderful connections here. So as we reflect upon our Divine Lord preparing His apostles to ascend into heaven and to leave them, He also has left us this perfect and most wonderful gifts, which has come from above. And we should, as Catholics, need to cherish that and not take it for granted. And even during this whole crisis, so to say, with this COVID-19 that's been going on, our Lord truly has not left us orphans. He has not abandoned us. He has been with us day and night, present in the tabernacle. And all it needed and all it took, or all it takes, is for us to come and make a short visit to our Divine Lord of the Blessed Sacrament. We know He is present, He is with us, and He has not abandoned us. So what a beautiful reminder it is to us as Catholics of the true presence of Christ that we have in our churches. That's what that red lamp means when it's beside the tabernacle. And as that little boy said, I want to go to the church where Jesus is at. And we truly are in that church, the Catholic Church, where Jesus is at, where Jesus is, present body, blood, soul, and divinity in the sacrament of His divine love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.